Yesterday marked 1 year since the war between Israel and Hamas began. It was also a day that saw some of the most intense strikes in Gaza in the past year.
The Israeli military says it was targeting Hamas infrastructure. The strikes killed dozens of Palestinians, according to Gaza's Ministry of Health.
Anas Baba, NPR's producer on the ground in Gaza, sent us these recordings of what he saw in an area in central Gaza called Al-Burej Camp, which was hit hard overnight. The scenes he recorded show an intense, and as a warning, at times graphic, glimpse at one day of violence in one location, amid more than a year now of strikes and counterstrikes.
Al-Burej refugee camps in the middle areas of Gaza Strip are witnessing one of the most intense airstrikes and even the artilleries from the Israeli tanks. Every 5 to 10 to 25 minutes, you can hear the quadcopters start to open fire. Artillery shells, airstrikes. You didn't know where exactly all of this is happening. Yesterday in the night, one of the quadcopters just like dropped a firebomb on the tent encampments.
In this video, men scale a ladder and climb into a half-down building in search of survivors. They look through piles of concrete and twisted metal.
A woman clutches her leg. Paramedics load her into an ambulance.
A man covered in soot and dust pleads for an ambulance to stop. He's holding the body of a girl who's been pulled from the rubble. She's mostly limp, but still moving as paramedics examine her in the man's arms.
Anas told us that what he encountered yesterday takes him back to 1 year ago when war began with a Hamas attack on Israel.
This is truly a war zone in Al-Burej. Everything is shut. Supermarkets, pharmacies, boulangeries, bakeries. There's no life. It's truly becoming to the 7th of October war again. For NPR News, this is Anas Baba reporting from Al-Burej City.